Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Hi guys, I am Shayna. If you don't know, I am the youth pastor here at Studio.
Yes.
Which means if you haven't heard, this is camp week. Yes, we're super excited. I just want you to know that we have grown in our camp size. We had 90 kids registered for youth camp. So yeah, if you remember, just pray for us. We also have kids camp happening this week. So man, it's just going to be really fun. Lots of sweat and tears, probably, you know, good tears though, you know, Jesus tears are going to happen in the foundation of this place. I warned the kids on Saturday for camp that there's going to be something that's just going to be epic. And I said, it might cause some broken bones. And they were all like, yeah, all the 11-year-old boys. And I was kind of joking, okay, so don't freak out, parents. It's good, yes? When Eric was talking about these two blowing things up in fireworks, that was at my house, yes? And there was another guy, Travis, and they literally went to the store, the fireworks stand, and asked them to buy the biggest fireworks that they could without needing a license. Yes. And they brought that to my house. Yeah. So needless to say, they're lighting it. And in our street, my neighbor said it sounded like a war zone. It did. The amount of ash that was pouring down on my house and my cars, I was just like, dear Jesus, help us. I needed, yes, all the little ones eventually ended up inside watching Bluey as loud as they could. Yes. So that it wouldn't make them cry. So that is it, right? So it was fun. Anyways, last thing I have to shamelessly plug, are you ready? Is we have these amazing t-shirts that we bought for Studio Youth. And I wanted to wear it because I've been hyping these t-shirts up for these kids. They can purchase them at camp, right? So, and the barcode does not scan to anything, so don't try to do that, right? That's great. But the barcode dates July 12th, 13th, 2024. So it's actually our camp dates. But the back is the most epic part. Are you ready for this?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to show. It says. Right?
All right. So it was really fun because the Getty Museum released a bunch of images for free copyright to be able to use. So that image is actually from an Italian painter in the 1800s. And the sign that says on top of it is, it is that simple. That is a saying that we talk about in youth, that God's love is that simple. It dumbfounds the wise. And so I just think it's an epic shirt, so you should tell all of your kids. And if there's any left over, I will bring them. Because I have had people come up and be like, I want that. And I'm like, yes. But if they're all gone, they're all gone for camp. It's fine. Anyways. Oh, today's going to be good. I just need to tell you that I was a, and still am, a professional dance choreographer. My job for most of my career was to be a hype man for someone that was singing or, right, or a group, and we were backup dancing. So I get really excited about things, okay? And I'm like, have turned into the hype man for Jesus. So if you feel free to get up, shout, touch your toe, whatever you need to do. If you hear something, I'd love for you to get hype with me, okay? That helps me. Helps me know that I'm doing well as a choreographer. Yes? Okay, Grossum. There it is. Okay, if I was going to give this message a title, it would be When Two Worlds Collide. Look at this. Isn't this epic? Can you tell I'm an artist? Here we go. I'm like, and I love this because it's like the perfect timing. So thank you. I actually knew we needed a graphic for you to look at that was as epic as that title. So I went to Canva and I typed it. I know all the designers are mad at me when I say that. I get it. I'm trying not to make eye contact with Luke right here. Anyways, so, but I went into Canva. They have a new AI design. I love it. Oh, yes. And I typed in "When Two Worlds Collide" graphic, and that's what it gave me. And I was like, oh no, this is pretty epic, and I am using it. I'm so sorry. Anyways, so that you can look at that and be like, oh man, that was AI, and however you feel about that, but that's fine. We're not talking about that today. Eric gets to talk about that later. So, for a long time, the Christian church has tried to live in the tension between being in the world and not of it. And out of what I believe is a pure heart, following Jesus, we sometimes create new worlds that would keep us separated from actually being in the world. And we've created these different genres in a lot of different areas, so we knew what was Christian and not Christian. I mean, you go to the bookstore and they have Christian fiction, not just fiction, they have Christian fiction. And then you go to different sporting events and they have Christian sports and they have Christian dance studios. And this is my favorite, but they have Christian music. So you know what is deemed good to listen to. And all of this is amazing. And I have no shame, or I'm not downing any of that. But my proposal is that if we keep creating these different islands, if we keep creating these different genres, then the separation between us and the world gets bigger and bigger. And I know there are quite a few scriptures in the Bible that are talking about being persecuted by the world and not loving the things of the world, but I would like to propose that those are scriptures that matter to your personal growth and your heart, and not a specific location. And if we were walking in how God created us and designed us, then we wouldn't be able to create these separate islands. We would actually be in the world that he gave us and steward that world. So, I'm excited. Here we go. Yes, I'm going to dance a bunch. It's fine. It's good. Okay. Our world was created for two worlds to live within it. And I believe God is and has been trying to restore those two worlds since the fall of man. And I want to embrace that tension and not run from it, because we can actually find ourselves leaning too far one way or the other, and we miss the beauty of the connection between God and humanity. So, what happens when two worlds collide? Oh yeah, we're gonna jump in. And in order to do that, we gotta go back to the beginning. Good? Okay, so John 1:1-3, bam. Oh, look at this, I love this. So much fun. It's like, I know, it's so great. Look how big these are. Okay, John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. So before humanity existed, there was God. The beginning was in God. God always existed. His realm always will and was. Yes. And it's really interesting, because when I try to explain this to my kids, they say, my brain hurts. And I'm saying, yes, it does. It should. We shouldn't understand it. It's God, right? Okay. So in the beginning, only the spiritual realm existed. Are we tracking? Okay. In fact, one of my favorite scriptures about the beginning is when God asked Job. I love this because he's flexing. We're going to use that word, flex, okay? Yeah, because I'm a youth pastor. We're going to use that. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? I love that. God's like, hey, where were you, mankind? You didn't exist. You were just but a thought in my head. So this spiritual realm exists in a realm that is not defined by our timeline. It's a circular form that knows no beginning or end. And then God decides to create humanity, and he flattens it out, and he begins to create our timeline, giving us a beginning where his spirit starts to create the physical realm as we know it. The earth begins to form at the sound of his voice, bowing to every syllable, vibration, and frequency. The light begins to bend and twist and come into alignment with the hours of day and night. The water starts to roll back into its boundaries, and then God creates mankind. Come on. And when he created us, it says he created us in his image after his likeness. Now, you know when you read those scriptures that you've read 1,000 times and all of a sudden a light bulb happens? Okay. There is so much to unpack here. But the first thing that God does when creating humanity is making us in his image. Which if we look, are you ready? At Colossians 1:15, we find that the image of God is Jesus. It says, he, being Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. So when it says we were made in the image of God, what does that look like? It looks like Jesus. I mean, all of humanity was made in the image of Jesus. That means the people that don't look like you, the people that don't dress like you, don't sound like you, don't think like you, don't vote like you, all were made in the image of Jesus. And I think if we remembered that concept, then the gap might close a little bit. Okay, we're getting good. Come on. So, if Jesus is the person we should look to, if he's the model of what it was like, of what we were created in, come on, what does it say he did? Let's just try to figure it out. I'm just saying. Jesus, I'm going to back this up because I have to tell you this because this is funny. Are you ready for this? Jesus should be the person I look at when I try to figure out what is the best way this body should live, walk, and talk. Just like if I want to know how to use my iPhone more than calling and texting and getting on the internet, I should have opened up that owner's manual and probably read through it a little bit if I wanted to know all of its features. But if you're like me, I was so excited about getting a new iPhone that you open the box. Everything, that box gets put in some drawer that you think I'm going to get it eventually, and it just stuck in there, and pretty soon you've got like a line of boxes of iPhones. Yes. And you charge it, and you're like, man, this is it. I got a new iPhone. Yes. But if you didn't take time to read the owner's manual, then you might have missed out on all of its functionality. And so that's the same way. If we were made in the image of Jesus, then we should be looking at his life, how he walked, and see the example that he set for us. So what did that look like? He ate with the sinners. He healed the sick. He served. He washed his disciples' feet. He fed the hungry. And then would go spend time with the Father alone. It was so simple. It was so fluid. He walked in and out of that spiritual realm to the physical realm with ease because that is how he was designed. He was taken out of the spiritual realm, just like we were, and put into the physical as a human. As a hybrid. And he just walked. One day he was eating. One day he was healing the sick. It was just this beautiful, fluid movement of what it was supposed to be like when they created us. That's how you were designed. To be like Jesus. all of humanity was created, shaped, and molded to walk in unison with access to both realms. Humanity was created as a new creation, one that didn't just exist in the spiritual, but as a physical being as well, that could rule, tend, and steward this earth from a connection from the eternal world. Have you ever studied the process of fusion? Or are you like me? I understand. I'm kind of nerdy like that, but I love to study all of the different stuff in science. But the definition of fusion is a merging of diverse, distinct, or separate elements into a unified whole. Fusion occurs when two separate entities, I love this, slam. Not just walk, slam into each other to create a new creation. Come on. Okay. I would say open up your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, but I feel like I can go faster. Look, bam, there it is. Hey, look at this. I did the work for you. So fun. Therefore, you guys got to get this. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, AKA fused. Your old fallen self slammed into Christ, becoming one. Your physical body carrying a spirit becomes one with God's spirit, becoming a new creation, not purely physical, not purely spiritual, but a hybrid of both. Okay, you ready for your mind to be blown? And I put it up here too so you could read it as well. That word creation in that last scripture is the Greek word, yep, K-T-I-S-I-S. Love it. Do you guys like that? It's good. I joked. It sounds like a cheer. K-T-I-S. Okay, here we go. But it's meaning original formation. Hold on. When you fuse with Christ, you become a new creation. What is that new creation? It's the original format he designed you in the first place. That's crazy. He's restoring humanity back to the way he designed it. That's why he died on the cross for us. So God created humanity to be fused with him, a new creation that was not bound by just the physical realm like that of dust and earth, but one that walked with God in the cool of the day, that could tend to the earth and partner with God to bring heaven down to earth and bring life into this planet and into the physical. That's what you were designed to do. But here's the deal. Humanity fell. And the separation occurred. And we start to believe more in the physical realm than the spiritual. And we get blinded by what we see in the physical realm. And it starts to decay our way of thinking. And it starts to decay our relationship and our connection with God. And we start to put our minds and our thoughts and our actions in the place of God. It's what's happening all over the world right now. You can put your, man, you can just will it. Just think about it really hard. You can will it. If you work really hard and do these 5 steps, yeah, your marriage will be blessed the entire time. If you just do these 5 steps and pay $9.99, right? But fear begins to creep in because now we are fully aware of our limitations. And if we fast forward, we begin to see 2 things happen. First, the church begins to separate from the world, creating genres that are only made for us, and praying that they just swim out to the island called Christianity. And 2, the gap between us and the world starts to get further and further and further. But you were designed in the image of Jesus. I'm going to remind you of that. He is our blueprint and our bridge, come on, to the new creation, aka our original design. If we fuse with him, taking our old selves and slam it into his sacrifice and his blood, a new creation, our original format is brought back. That means when I walk with him, wherever I go, he is there. Come on. And this starts to rebuild the connection with our spirit and his, and restoring the authority to steward the land again. Yes. Meaning, I don't have to create a different genre. I don't have to create a different island. I don't even have to conquer a specific pillar to rule it. I just walk with him. And I steward and till the land that he has given me. And I walk in authority he created humanity to walk in, and I help bring heaven to earth. I feel like a lot of our focus sometimes is we gotta go change the world. I ask a lot of people, like, what do you feel like you're called to do? I'm called to speak. Okay, awesome. What does it look like to steward the land that God's given you right now? How do your neighbors perceive you? Like, how does, like, the people at the grocery store, how are we serving them? It's just been so convicting when I start thinking, if I'm partnering with the Spirit wherever I go, how can I bring heaven to earth even in the small things, even in the mundane things? And I can't do that in a bunker buried deep away from culture. Tilling the land requires me actually being in the land. Okay. So God created me to walk with him. That's the spiritual side. And to take ownership of the land. That's the physical side. It's two worlds becoming one. And I can't do one without the other. And that's the fusion. I need to be both with him and being in the land. Please don't separate the two, because they were never designed to be apart from each other. I need you to hear me. That was never the original design for you just to hide away. Your design was to till and take care of the land. And I just want to encourage you to get out there and to till the land that God's given you. What I love so much when I study the process of fusion, when you take two separate entities and you slam them into each other, energy is formed. And the nuclear fusion process that happens within our stars, even our sun, when that fusion process happens, it actually keeps our sun hot and keeps it alive. So what if you fuse together in Christ, walking fully in both realms like you were designed, and took a gift that you had stewarded, that you had tilled, and partnered it with the spiritual realm? And when I say gift, I mean, I don't know, whether that's playing guitar, whether that's dancing, all the way from being in business to being a doctor to being a mother and a father, whatever that looks like, what would happen if you tilled that knowing that you are stewarding it to bring heaven to earth through that? You wouldn't have to create an island called Christianity, because you would be bringing heaven wherever you went. I've asked Jacob to come up here for me today. Now, in youth, something I love to do is I don't love to speak without showing practicality, things that you can do to practically apply this to your life. One of the things that I don't know if you know about Jacob, I know from his wife, Lauren, that he practices the guitar more than I think he breathes, okay? It has become something that he has tilled and stewarded in his life. And I asked him, I called him up and I said, what would it look like if we could show people connecting to your gift with the spiritual realm, bringing heaven down to earth, what would that cause inside of people? If we listen to your music connected to the spiritual realm, could we see healing being brought down? Could we see creative ideas brought to earth? Like, think about this. If you woke up in the morning and you were like, as a parent, and you said, man, what am I doing to bring heaven down to earth through my kids? And so you partner with the spiritual realm and you steward in the physical. Man, what are you birthing? What is coming alive inside of them? So I've asked Jacob to play. And this might feel really awkward to you and different. But what I'm praying is that you will close your eyes and that you will connect with the song that he is going to play. And he's ad-libbing, might I add. And I just want to see what happens. If that means something stirs up in you and you start to get a revelation for your business, write it down. If you start to feel healing in your body, man, jump up and shout. If you feel like you need to get before the Lord and just be on your knees, I don't care what it looks like. I want us to know that we can encounter God in different ways than we have done in the past, because that is what the world is waiting for us to close that gap and bring heaven to earth. So I'm going to read one more scripture before he plays. And as he plays, just connect with the Father. But Jesus asked us to pray this prayer. And if we look at it in the light of what we just talked about bringing heaven to earth, man, it kind of shifts and changes things. It says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So just take this time to quiet your spirit and see what the Lord has to tell you in this moment.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.